40 years ago, Martin King marched the Democratic Convention trying to get a better civil rights platform. 4 years later, he was on the inside and Fannie Lou Hamer was on the outside. Martin Luther King Jr. admitted that he had been absorbed, incorporated. There's too many liberal, progressive, black, red, yellow, brown leaders on the inside who are in the process of being incorporated to such a degree that they're losing sight and focus on precisely the voices that we've heard in East Los Angeles. Many of you know that I supported my dear friend and brother Bill Bradley, as did Paul Wellstone, and we had a good time. And I love him dearly. But I'm an independent. And I'm a free black man. I speak my mind, and heart, and soul. And that's why I'm for Brother Ralph Moon. Not because he's a perfect candidate. No candidate is perfect. But For me on personal grounds, I reached a point where working people and poor people are so disregarded and disrespected by a corporate-dominated Democratic Party that you have to begin a new cycle somewhere with somebody. And this broadens the discourse and broadens the engagement, and maybe we can see a little leftward leaning in the Democratic Party. We shall see. We shall see. But in the end, this is all about reinvigorating and regenerating the Democratic tradition here and around the world. It's about acknowledging that even though we will experience moments of relative defeat, that we know the world is incomplete and that history is unfinished, that what we do and what we think individually and collectively does make a difference. Let us not lose heart. Let us keep our heads to the sky and our hands on the plow. Let us keep our eyes on the prize. Shadow Convention, you are making a contribution, and we shall see the fruits of our labor down through the corridors of time, hoping, in fact, that the oligarchs will begin to tremble in their boots and either make the concessions or, as Louis Brandeis said so very well, you can have concentration of wealth in the hands of the few or democracy, but you cannot have both. And he's right. Thank you.
Although the shadow conventions were organized as nonprofits and as a result unable to come out in support of any candidates, speakers like Cornel West endorsed Nader, Jesse Jackson Jr. endorsed Gore, and John McCain endorsed George W. Bush. The shadow conventions concentrated on different topics each day, ranging from the failed war on drugs to campaign finance reform.